on right away. Thank you.
Great. I can only join by phone, not video. I apologize, but I'm on.
We'll get through the quorum stuff really quick for you, Alexis. Thank you. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. Desiree, would you mind taking roll?
Vladimir Anderson. John Burek.
John?
I think you're muted.
Here.
Thank you. Eric Duane. Alexis Federico.
Present.
Alexander Gonzalez.
Present.
Alex Maslin.
Present.
Robert McDonald. Marcos Villa. And Stephanie Wade.
Here. And we have
quorum. We do have quorum, yes.
Okay. So let's do the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we're going to jump right to voting. I'd like to ask John, would you mind saying the pledge since you got the nice flag displayed?
Place your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America, and in the Republic of which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to point out that I'm at some friend's house, and she's a captain on the fire service, and she stood at attention while we said the pledge.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to jump right to item five, AB 361, review and make findings by government code subsection 54931E-3. Recommendation that we continue to virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risk to health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. Would somebody make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Desiree, you want to call a vote? Roll call.
Vladimir Anderson is absent. John Burek?
Aye.
Eric Duane is absent. Alexis Federico seconded the motion. Alexander Gonzalez?
Aye.
Alex Maslin motioned. Robert McDonald is absent. Marcos Villa, absent.
He's logging in just now. So why don't we come back to him at the end of the roll if he might be able to make a vote, and then we can let Alexis go.
Perfect. Stephanie Wade?
Aye.
And I think even if you make the motion or second the motion, you still need to take a vote for it. So I vote aye.
Yeah, actually, thank you for pointing that out. We had some discrepancy about that like two meetings ago, and I think we just discussed that.
Okay, so Alex Maslin?
Aye.
Thank you. And that is majority chair.
Thank you. And then I'm just looking. I don't think there's anything else we need quorum for. And I know Marcos Villa said he's in the process of logging in. He might be. Let's look out for his phone if he comes in by phone. But I'm just going to continue on. And Alexis, we understand you may have to drop off. I understand your work.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll stay on for as long as I can, but thanks.
Thank you. So I'm going to ask for public comment at this time. Desiree, is there anybody in the Zoom meeting?
We have, we did receive a request to speak in advance, but I'm not seeing the public attendee present this morning. If there are members of the public who would like to address the board, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 and I will unmute you. And I see a hand going in and out for Mark Inez Lopez, but it's gone now. Mr. Lopez, if you would like to address the board, please use the hand raise icon and I will unmute you. I'm not seeing the hand again. Oh, wait. Let me go ahead and unmute in case he's experiencing technical issues. Mr. Lopez, I've gone ahead and unmuted you.
Yes.
You have 3 minutes to address the board.
Is that to speak anything on the agenda or just something I want to speak about?
You can address any topic. Oh, like.
Okay, yeah, I'll go real quick. Recently, I'm a combat veteran from Iraq and Afghanistan. PTSD, a whole nine yards. And lately, because of COVID, it's been very hard to go to anything personal meetings with the VA and all that. But I had fortunately where I live at, there's a lot of fireworks here every year in Santa Ana, where I live here on Myrtle Street. Every year, illegal fireworks. So we're talking some heavy duty stuff. But I've been very active with the local police, fire department, trying to resolve this issue for the last 15 years. It seems like the whole attitude is it's whatever, you know. But this year, that's me for days. I almost had like a combat flashback because I was in Iraq 06, 07. They ran back to Afghanistan 08, 09. Then I had a combat tour with the Coast Guard too in Iraq. But it's just like I had a combat flashback. But it seems like, you know, the police came over here and just, I mean, the way they handle it, you know, it's like, I think it could have been handled better because they arrested me. All I did was, I didn't have a weapon, but I had like this fake, I'm trying to show it right now. Sorry about that. It was like, I had this thing I bought this at a Hobby Lobby. It was a screw onto a lamp and all that, you know, and it recently broke. See, it's a screw on. It was an ornament like that. And I had this too. I mean, like in the war and all the time, when you immediately go into combat mode, you know, I could be half asleep and still know what to do and all that, like when it was Iraq and Afghanistan. So this was just laying around. I grabbed it and went outside to the front lawn. And I didn't assault anybody. I just did what, you know, there, like that's what I was trained to do. You stay your ground, don't put your weapon at anybody. Because they're literally launching over my side, boom, boom, boom. We're talking some heavy duty stuff. We're not talking small stuff. I don't know if you ever experienced this, you know, and stuff like that. Then I went back and got this, like a flashlight to shine on the kids who were doing it. They were still doing it. You know, then somebody said they called the police and said they had me on videotape doing it. Okay. But every time I call the police, they said they can't arrest somebody unless they see it personally. It's like, oh, officer, why am I being arrested? I didn't do anything, buddy. I'm being assaulted by these people across the street. All neighbors, my house is being bombarded. Well, somebody has me on videotape. Like, oh, wait a minute. I'm helping you guys all the time, telling you where all the people are doing illegal fireworks. You say you can't arrest them because they don't have proof or something like that on videotape. So I've been arrested for the same thing. You tell me you can't arrest them. But the way it was handled and stuff like that, you know, I told them I have PTSD the whole 9 yards. I was back in the combat mode because it's bad over here. It goes on every year. Even still today, every other night it goes on. And like I said, I've been proactive passing out flyers. I put up signs up with legal fireworks. I've been very proactive. But the way they handled me, you know, like.
Mr. Lopez, I'm sorry to interrupt. You have 20 seconds to wrap up.
Just the fact that I think maybe Santa Ana PD should have more people proactive against the veterans with this issue like that. You know, like, you know, they treated me. I mean, I'm not saying whatever was right or wrong, but just the fact that maybe there should be more veterans in the police department, more veterans workers to assist this problem. Because veterans, 4th of July is a bad day for all of us. But the way they treated me, I couldn't even treat prisoners in Iraq and Afghanistan like that. You know what I mean? I try to explain to them, but.
That's time. I'm sorry, Mr. Lopez, to interrupt again. Yeah. That is your time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Lopez, my name is Stephanie Wade. I'm the vice chair, and I'll just address a couple of things really quickly. One, you know, OCVAC can't have any opinion on the legal matters you're having with the PD. But in my day job, I'm going to drop my work phone number into the chat. And you're welcome to reach out to me, and I could put you in touch with Santa Ana council members.
Oh, I actually talked to my council member, Nalita, yesterday about that. She may be going to reach out to the police department, maybe address this issue, because I know they have this veterans court, but I'm already in the system. I try to go to meetings and all that. I'm with the mental health provider, but it was just an incident habit because it kept escalating. And I called the police for help. I'm very active in trying to resolve these issues.
And only because you mentioned it, you have a diagnosis of PTSD?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I do want to suggest that you get in touch with Veterans Legal Institute, and I can put you in touch with
I talked to them, sir. They don't handle this stuff, though, because I already got a lawyer and all that. Well, from earlier. But I just want to suggest that maybe you guys recommend or something like that, that, hey, situations like this, that the veteran has issues, you know what I mean? That, you know, hey, maybe you said mental health provider de-escalate this issue, because I didn't do anything to anybody, just standing my ground and stuff like that. But I already talked to my council member. I did call veterans. That's another thing. Veterans League Institute does not handle stuff like this. They did not. They told me verbatim, no, they did not. And I was funny to reach out to certain areas. I was surprised that not many areas reach do assist veterans with illegal issues. You know what I mean? stuff like that. But I had a lawyer who's familiar with Veterans Court, but Veterans Court almost seems like it's for veterans who are out of the system, have criminal issues before, you know, in that regard. I just want to make you guys aware that, there, you know, like veterans for us, like, hey, maybe the PD should, you know, have a little more consideration, because I know the war's over now, and I've been in the military all my life. When the war's over, hey, pretend to be forgot about it. Well, things are happening. Yeah, we need guys to do dirty work. But now, it's a whole different story now.
So, and the last thing I wanted to suggest to Mr. Lopez is I will bring your comments to Eric Duane's attention. He's right. Unavailable today. He's the chair.
Yeah, I understand that.
And my idea would be that I think your point about fireworks being really problematic for veterans is a good one. And I think that's something we can discuss about maybe a public information campaign to remind people that fireworks are very difficult for all our animals and for veterans
who
really suffer greatly. And then the other thing I can say is it reminds me again to keep pushing the county to work more closely with VMAT, which is the Veterans Mental Health Assistance team out of the VA, because I think they have the understanding to help local police departments understand sort of these unique problems that really face veterans. And so
not just veterans too, but all like the social work concept. They want to have other people with mental health issues, marital stuff, because I know the police is standard issue how the way they treat that, you know. If you you know, it's you're categorized as a criminal already, and the way they treat you, I find it very disheartening the way that night, you know, I know the way they are as a social issue about defund the police, but I support them, but it's almost like the attitude that's against them now, you know, standing on the PD. You know, I mean, my personal opinion is they're not all bad, but you get that climate of feeling, you know, that hey, it's us against them, you know.
So, Mr. Lopez, I took your name down, but I just
sent, yes, sir.
I sent you, I just sent in my phone number. Reach out to me, and then I'll see what I can do on that side, and then and then we'll come back to the issue next month if you care to attend.
Okay, well, I have a court date October 3rd, but like I said, I talked to my council member. I'm just trying to figure out a way of working this out, you know, because I have a lot of things, even though I'm actually retirement, there's a lot of things I still want to do, but it just seems like the way this is, how do you explain the judge that I've been in combat? How do you explain to the police that I've been in combat what I went through, you know, the way I try to explain them, but there was nothing there, and you know, it's just like kind of disheartening, because I had an issue when I came home for the war the first time because it's not there with us, but it just the way now, this whole atmosphere, then this whole thing about it, you know, I know there is Veterans Court, but there's a lot of issues. It's to me, it's bigger than my own problem, you know, as everybody else is too as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's probably more discussion we can have about this at another time.
That's not a real problem, sir.
And I really appreciate it. And, you know, your attendance today, and sorry that you've had these troubles. You know, that's
but like I said, it's only because I've been proactive. Like I said, I'm not sitting my butt bitching about it. I'm very proactive at doing prevention. I'm really, really proactive. But just the fact that, you know, that, hey, all of a sudden I'm proactive. Now I'm the bad guy, you know.
Reach out to me directly if you could.
Okay, sir.
Okay. I'm going to move on. Is there anyone else for public comment, Desiree?
We do not have any other hands raised or members of the public requesting to speak.
And we didn't receive anything in advance. We usually don't, right?
As I mentioned, we did receive one request in advance last month to speak in this meeting, but that person is not logged in this morning.
Okay. If you want to send me that information, I will reach out to them and see what their issue is and if maybe they want to try and get on the agenda for next week.
Vice Chair, I don't think that would be appropriate. I think we could reach out to them and see if there was a reason they didn't attend or if they want to continue to speak at the next meeting. We're happy to arrange that. But I think it should be handled internally if you don't mind.
That's fine. And so I'll jump into the executive report in lieu of Eric being here. I just came back from CalVet. That's why I'm in San Diego at the moment at a friend's house, but I was at the CalVet Leadership Summit. It's a 4-day event, but I was only able to attend yesterday's event, which was the most important for me because it was about veterans homelessness. I did get a chance to see Elena Kim, who happened to be there and says hello to all of us. We had a nice meal together. I'm gonna write a bit of a report for my office, and I'm going to share that on, you know, the learnings that I got on the one day I was there. But I will add that the sort of top lines for me from yesterday were the I'm Not Invisible campaign. is being now, it started in Washington State and it's now been adopted by CalVet and VA itself. And the campaign is basically to raise the profile of women veterans, which is part of the problem, particularly within VA and other veteran services, that we all know that they're the fastest growing demographic within the veterans community. They now make up 20% of the active duty force. So it's only going to get to be a larger contingent, but women are not significantly represented. And you know, they likened it when you go to VA Long Beach, you see that, you know, hall of veterans with their photos. There are very few women. And so they're trying to correct that. And she also pointed out something quite interesting. The speaker pointed out that a statistic that 76% of the women who are veterans who have not sought any VA service and have no connection to the VA, the study found that 76% of them believed erroneously that they didn't qualify for benefits. So, you know, that was a really interesting finding. They don't, that women veterans are not feeling that they have a right to these services. The other one is something I'd heard before, but I got more clarification that the grant per diem program, which is something we really hoped would be something we could use here in Orange County to help us provide an interim housing solution. Grant per diem is essentially going away. VA is not putting more money behind that program. They're keeping existing programs, but that's probably not an avenue for us. And then the last one that I took was forgivable equity. The VA or the state's forgivable equity program is putting up to 10% of a loan of a new home as a forgivable grant. If you own the home for at least 5 years, and 10% of that loan will be forgiven, and the money's put up front for the veteran as part of their down payment and to lower their overall costs. And again, it's that 10% is forgivable. The part that I found interesting, I had heard of the program before, but it's for first time home buyers. But what I discovered at the conference was something I didn't know about the program. I just thought I'd share with all of you. They have a very liberal understanding of first time home buyers, and it's somebody who has not owned a home in the past 3 years. So if you've been a renter for 3 years, you're considered a new home buyer again. So that's a great opportunity for some of our veterans. And, you know, I just wanted to share that. I have some other things that I'll mention in the events portion of today's briefing. I know Vlad isn't here, and I'll just give a quick report a little later on about our idea of tabling at the Pacific Air Show.
Stephanie, I have a quick question just to clarify on that. I probably just missed it. What was the qualifier for that home buying program? Was it just being a veteran, or was there a disability component, or?
You know what? I want to double check, but I don't think there is a disability component.
Okay. Yeah, that's something
I want to double check.
Probably be shouted out to just about everybody.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, 10% on a house is, you know, is a forgiveness.
Yeah. Especially right now. Yeah.
Yeah, in California.
In Orange County.
So moving on, I guess we'll start with council comments. Let's go to Alexis, since she might have to go at any time. You have anything for us, Alexis?
I do not, thank you.
Okay. Marcos.
Hey, hello and good afternoon, everyone. Marcos Villa, my pronouns are he, him, and I do have some veteran updates for us. So just to put the word out there, the VFW is currently getting ready to close for October 2022's Patriots Pen and Voice of Democracy Award. And so what that means is if you have anybody out there in the community who is, you know, still receiving education, this is targeted at junior high schoolers. And so if you know anybody in that range who's interested in doing an essay for scholarship, definitely reach out to your local post. I'll drop my email in the box too. So if you guys want to reach out to me, definitely can help out with getting you in the right direction. Along with that, continuing conversation with Stephanie's working on addressing homelessness issues. Just in response to the tiny homes that burned down over the past few days, there are veteran organizations right now that are taking donations. And the organization that we're currently working with is Semper Utilis. And so, you know, another good cause out there, if you're looking to support veterans, that one's, you know, certainly worth getting on board with. And with that, for our veterans in the business community and individuals who may be preparing for transition, this Thursday at the American Legion 291 Newport, we will be having the Veteran Business Mixer. And so definitely a good spot to check out. You know, you don't have to be a business owner to be there. You don't have to be looking for work. It's a good place to connect with vets. And thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Marcos. Thanks very much. We'll go to John next.
I don't have anything. Just listening.
Alex, have anything to report or share this week? Alex Gonzalez, sorry.
No, nothing to report. Thank you.
Alex Maslin.
Nothing to report. I do have a question just based off some of the stuff that you had mentioned. And I don't know that anyone would have this off the top of their head right now, but I'd be curious to know what the percentage of the veterans being serviced here in Orange County are females. Just out of curiosity, just to get a gauge on where the county stands and how represented or underrepresented, you know, that demographic might be.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe let's look into that. All right, so that's, we've been around the horn. That was very crisp and businesslike. Alex, while I got you, so anything from the communications committee?
Nope, other than the Miramar Air Show, I believe is starting next Friday. It's next week. So if anyone's interested in that, we'll be taking I'm going down there with a group of our youth volunteers, so I'll be checking it out.
Okay, I'm just going to jump in here for Vlad Anderson. I'm going to drop an event in the chat now, and I'll also try and reach out to Mr. Lopez if he's interested. Tomorrow morning, if you want to go to 291 twice, there's a coffee with Supervisor Katrina Foley. She's doing a veterans coffee. We have about 20 RSVPs of people planning to attend, but it's sort of a meet and greet, but also an opportunity to bring issues. And Mr. Lopez, I think it might be a great forum for you to bring up the issue of fireworks if you're still on. So I'm going to drop that in the chat in just a moment. I got to multitask, which is not my strong suit. And then the other event I wanted to talk about is the Pacific Air Show. I have one more Hail Mary pass. I've been trying to reach out to them. I was in communication with one of the board members who thought she could help and then abruptly told me that she's no longer affiliated with the air show. And I've been in touch with, I've reached the director repeatedly and he hasn't returned any of my calls or texts. So I think we're sort of that, I've kind of gotten the message. I do have one more person who I think might have some in if somebody else has an ability to communicate with somebody at the Pacific Air Show. I know I've communicated with city government in the city of Huntington Beach, and they are almost as frustrated as I am. They have very difficult, not a great relationship or a lot of great communication. So I don't know that we're going to get to table that. But I will tell you that we have a date and I hope to have a flyer shortly that I will be able to share. But October 22nd will be at Heroes Hall. We'll be hosting a post 9/11 veterans welcome home. So I hope that everybody can take October 22nd, put it on your calendar, and that you'll all be available to attend that. And Mr. Lopez, I hope you'll be available to attend. And for your benefit, if you're still listening, the event is something that OCVAC decided to do after the pullout from Afghanistan, when many of our members who are on the call are Afghan and Iraq war veterans who were really kind of at their wit's end, the ignoble way in which we departed from Afghanistan and left so many of our comrades in arms, our Afghan interpreters and such in the lurch. And we decided that there'd been no positive way to conclude post 9/11 conflicts. And so we wanted to have some kind of a ceremony modeled on the Vietnam with Honor ceremonies that are put on by the Department of Defense. The county's gonna do that on October 22nd at Heroes Hall at the fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. And any veteran who post 9/11 veteran who'd like to attend, We'll have a links up shortly where they can register so we can create a certificate thanking you for your service. And then we'll be giving you a certificate and a pin, but we'll also be encouraging veterans not to be isolated, to join organizations like the VFW, the Legion Posts, Afghan and Iraq War Veterans of America, and other veterans organizations. So moving on from that, back to Alex for ad hoc committee, but I think I kind of covered it, didn't I?
I think you nailed it.
Okay. All right. I think we can entertain a motion for adjournment, unless somebody has anything else.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thanks very much. Nice to see you, Renee. Nice to see you, Desiree.